Shalom, this is Billy Brim.
Merry Christmas, and oh, how much joy I heard in your voices as you were saying Merry Christmas. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Hallelujah. As we celebrate, and as you know, probably if you've been around following me at all, you know that I believe that this December 25th date that we celebrate is actually the date of the conception. And that when the Holy Spirit came upon Mary, and she became the child of the Holy Spirit. And then the actual birth was in the Feast of Tabernacles. It said he came in tabernacled among us. There's a lot of evidence. I might have it somewhere online. I'm not sure. I usually talk about it on my Christmas television broadcasts. But other than that, we're really celebrating which day you want to believe it is. We're celebrating that God became incarnate in man and died for our sins and carried our diseases. The actual Hebrew says, he caused the iniquity of us all to meet on him. And so that's what God was getting into the world. All the Old Testament story, everything about it, God is getting into the world. The Messiah, the King Messiah, and our Savior. How grateful and thankful we are. Praise you, Lord. And I'm so glad, and I know, Max, you're so glad that you met him. That he
spoke. Yes.
That he called your name.
Praise God. Your name. He called my name. And he called another person's name just recently in Jordan.
Really? I mean, tell me about it. Tell us about it.
Well, this guy had a dream, but it was a vision. And he was sitting under a tree. And he was just, you know, depressed and just praying for Allah. And then the Lord spoke to him and he said, son, you need me. Son, come to me.
Same as he said to you.
Yeah, and he called him by his name.
Aww.
And he's a believer. That's kind of like the gist of it. I mean, he is touching every heart. He is touching every soul. He needs people in Israel, in Jordan, in America, around the globe.
Yes. Yes, he does. And that's why he separated Israel so that he could bring the Messiah through them and reveal himself to the world. But he really loves every nation. And that's what is the call of Israel, is to reveal God to the nations and then ultimately through David's greater son, our Lord Jesus Christ. I'm glad to hear that. I know that he's speaking to people around the globe. And, of course, he's been talking to us about it, talking to us on the prayer call about praying for them, believing God for them. And he's doing it. He's answering our prayers. Yes. That's when the change begins. That's when the change begins in your life. You become a brand new creation. For God then to change you, ever change you, until you yourself are in the image of the Lord Jesus Christ. I like to say this. I put it in my book, The Blood and the Glory. Oh, what a planner. Oh, what a plan. We're just so thankful for it. So thankful, Father, in homes, in churches, in hearts. People are looking toward you right now, looking toward him coming. Praise God, hallelujah, and being thankful and being more kind to one another. Something about this season brings out a kindness in us that we should be walking in all the time, but we're so thankful for it. Dear God, I want to lift up the body of Christ. He's the head and we're the body. With the head and God, there's no division or schism. And I just do pray for the healing of the body of Christ. Father, I would pray that around this Christmas time, you would bring what you promised my dear friend, Gary Wood, when he went to heaven. You told him three signs would be before the Lord Jesus came. There would be a prayer, a great anointing on prayer. There would be miracles, but you said there would be a spirit of restoration. I pray for restoration in families, natural families, bloodline families that have broken apart from each other. And Father, I pray for healings in the body of Christ where one brother or sister has broken away from another. Lord, I would have every one of those schisms to be made whole. I pray for the body of Christ as we come into this time when you said we have the opportunity for a new beginning. I pray for a new beginning for the body of Christ. I pray that we would know in our souls and in our, as well as our hearts, that we should be walking in love toward one another. Every schism and division healed, not noticing suffered wrongs, forgiving even as we are forgiven. What a wonderful, wonderful blessings have been bestowed upon us, Lord.
Thank you.
And I'm so thankful. We're so thankful. We're so thankful. We're so thankful. I'm thankful for your great plan. You spoke to us this morning about the plans that you have for us. Oh, I just get excited about it, Lord. It's so glorious as we even think about those things which are not seen. But we shall soon see them. For we shall be face to face. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you for every person you're speaking to. Thank you for every Muslim, every person in the world that you're speaking to right now to draw them closer or draw them into an initial experience of knowing you.
My
pray
family.
For each of us.
Your my family. Family. Oh, my goodness. My family. They need... Yeah, pray for them. Pray for me. Pray for my family that they'll come to get to know the Lord. They'll come to get to know the Lord. My goodness.
Why don't you pray that right now? Because a family's prayer means so much, and we'll all agree with you. You just pray for them, either in English or Arabic, either way, and we'll agree with you.
Okay. Lord, I just thank you. I thank you, Lord, that we're all in agreement right now in the name of Jesus, that we are praying for our own family, Lord, our own family, our own household, cousins and aunts and nephews, all of them, Lord. And Lord, I pray specific for my own family, for my sister, for my brothers. I pray, Lord, for my family to come to know
yes,
you
Lord.
like never before, like
yes,
never before. بإسم الرب يسوع المسيح بإسمك يا يسوع.
بإسمك يا
يسوع. That they will come to know you. وبيجروا بيعرفوك ويعرفوا اسمك وصلوا لك يا رب.
Oh, we agree, Father, we agreeing.
ويعبدوك يا رب. إنه أنت الباب الوحيد لهم يا رب يا يسوع. أنت الحل الوحيد لهم يا رب يا يسوع. وأنا بشوفك يا يسوع على إخواني وعلى أختي وعلى كل قرايبي يا رب. على أولاد عمي وعلى أولاد خالي وعلى أولاد عمتي كلهم يا رب إنهم يجدوا لك ويطعوا لك ويمجزوك ويعظموك يا رب يعظموك يا رب.
So I just
thank you.
We do thank you,
Lord, in Jesus' name.
We personally thank you for Max's family. We thank you for Max's family. And I know you've answered his prayer. It says that if we ask anything according to your will, we know you hear us, and if we know you hear us, then we have the petition we ask of you. And Father, for each and every family on this line, all of us, we have family members, either that don't know you or that don't walk in the true light of what they even have. Father, in the name above every name, we pray for the family members that don't know you, of everyone on this line, that you would move upon them with your holy presence, and that they'll know you as sure that you, just as surely as if you call them by name and they heard it in an audible voice like Max and his cousin did. And Father, in every family, mine included, we've got those who know you, but dear God, they're missing out on the fullness of the blessing, oft times because the enemy has lied to them. Father, in the name above every name, we lift our family members and ask you to do something for us this Christmas time. We ask you to come upon them, speak to them, and let them know it's your presence, just as surely as if you had spoken by an audible voice. and call them closer, 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 closer. For we would have them ready, fully ready, when Jesus comes. And we know that you, who kept your covenant, you who walked in your chesed and kept the covenant and provided the Savior in the flesh, Jesus Christ come in the flesh. It just came to me that that's what we're celebrating this Christmas, the incarnation, how the Word became flesh. And it just came to me as between the calls, 1 John says that you have overcome them, evil spirits, by the blood of the Lamb and the word of your testimony. And it says, believe not every spirit. And that the test is to ask if Jesus Christ came in the flesh. That's the very test, to know if it's an evil spirit. And the evil spirits cannot say that. Oh, for when one says it, oh, they don't have salvation offered them. But when one says it, my Jesus, I just thank you for coming in the flesh so that Billy Brim in the flesh can have forgiveness of her sins, healing and divine health for her body, and a future with God forever. We could not, oh, Father, we could never say thank you enough. But we thank you for giving us that divine language of tongues that we can say thank you. And we know that you've heard us on the petitions we've asked this day. And Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, now we say, we believe we receive. Like you told us, say, I believe I receive. And then we praise you. We praise you and praise you and praise you and praise you forever. In Jesus' name. Kafrakadonje ish kadabakya. Kron siyama kobre kerekhangara. Eli dura kabiro dongara kodashka de braska da jonde. Gonstiano no qua nico. Nango de gabahisa, ashonte li cobrakia. Cambra kadanyato no koroko diangde ne koroko dashka. Ibilitushwa, masyonto. Akifanyurto, kavikalonie kalikamba. Eli borshonto pakara kongangi al tino navi dujwa shonte ni gubashwa stianto pakwanaki stianto ni kaka bulishete ni kabra kavra anyo no kwaro gondiero gonjangi de kohorishkambange mitoto alagabinyo non gorakada vrakaya nanjoro godoshka. Isha to go brevre dinyana qua, mishko to gonjabe, to go rakongabi, da rakombaba. Pili duho vrakwa, asha no go brege, evili konvoa. Metiano fika nangi, metiano fika maga, metiano fika nika. Ore tabra katashka danje de goto hoshaka breke de gong brevre ke du chua. Je ne me tuore kali kongara godore kabragia ne kodo koshevara katashka. Je de garlotia, pangore kodevre, bale ko papa, anya ne kopa, je ne koka, je ne kaka, ando be vatanye. Waska danjende ne kodoshka. Waska ne kombre kedika ba. Bile twashka donje. O je ne makwa, shenye ne kora kodole kopre. E kafra ka dogonde e vega la kohora ka bapia noki. Ala vradu jwe vradinya na kuer ka fa. E jene bakotia fa kote na koche di ka. Kafka dogo hoshe te digo oro ko bambara ka di kombapi ta kafra. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Ava de gujuata no copre, caricam vepi acto, amana coacriantiata, cochevre, galecom brevre, galeganganga, alibrotue, e chantote capacalinia naqua. Capeticanga, capeticanga mico. Kapiti kanga miko langi ala gombamba ashkoti achede ijiliko ochenika. Krivanyo no kwa? Kivanyo kora? Kivanyo kora mika? Kimela tutu ajanakobi ala gavi? Galagongera gabi diandora godoja kapri katekavraka la kongila eichanyo takapi. Bafra, bafra nia. Bafra nia mongi. Osabi. Osabilito. Osabilito frenge, idiko kopa, eshano kotobi, e kalakonga. Buva tiano ni qua, buva tuano ni qua. Kirigo brediko prafrika de gongjenge ni kahalako bevere ko tunju do kushwa. Jana matoto ko kushwa. Jana mokoto ko betia. Ose balakai, manjo no kohoja ka papa, manje ne makwa tiando, gapri kanyo, gapri kanyo, gapri kanyo vi. Brujwa matutu. Batuko voba, mashute, mashute mia. Gangore gavali ka, ale kopri katanye. Bova katalia no wa. Ibili hushwa ini korabadiano ala kabinyo. Kavidalieto magili disko doje metwa egologon bravri dale kongranga li koshke danjerno no kwa didiko ba vidiko ngangi li kadishka. Itiriko brakaticha. Patunikwa. Patunikwa nia. Patunia mikwa don vreje. Don vreje mia. Grema nikata. Olibacho noko fendiana ala kobre katika va. Mishka dombre, mishka dombre, mishka dombre. Pere gobra habidika. Pane gopaya. Je ne me kaka. Iba le douchwa, anye ne kore raka. Bale kombrevre, ije no kobra, ije no kobra, ije no kobra. Waske donje. Washka donji mia. Oh, Father, Father, Father. Ivili hitwa. Meto de go umbuava kachepto de go doshka davri. Kaliga gavre ne ne kohoro ko baba la kito de go hosha. Kili govredi kombre kili kavratio no korshaktiono no kobri katanie alivatio le menakra kafieto si pua. Esce ne me di quacro vangerno. Criva la palacaia nanie norai ale crociano govieto sammi. Cariato
Shami. Bevra Hoshua, Nakura Kandene. Kala Gabra Halako Brevre Dishkunguru Gudoshka Dabrika de Kadashka. Kafika de Gore Kabinu no Kwashka de Breka de Gandyang de la Gadoshka. Ilibri Tushwa Barakon Grane Nikola Kobe Bella Tatyanda. Kevre Godoshwa, Nashkoto Breka to Kombratya. Krivale Toro Kodyang de la Gadosha Kapra. O Father, Masito, Masito, Frebelitonia, Makwa, Ibilitujua, Manakoro Kodieno, Kafrakadalito, Makangalaginia, Matoro, Matoro, Matoro. Itanio, Itanio, Itepa, Ashikadonja, Ashikadabakaya, Nakohula Kabakya. Doors, the doors, Lord. Oh, Kalakafinio, no quaji de, Balu, Tani, no nombri, Kaya. Kale Kabra, Kale Kabra, e Kale Kabra. Brivanyo no kwe shatoto kapi, grandiero no korakya na koshka, gavieno mikai, na kaya, la la shetanyo, pashento. Krivili kubra, kabrako dijwa, sotto coprecchia, vracco accende, le coco giacapri, cateco onge, alitoto, 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 capregno. O Father, sacchiando che va bilutua. Ne cora manacchia, ne cora manacqua. Alle gavrere, coprevre, candiero ton dange. Casciano coprecchia, na cohole cavido coprocchia. Capito Vange? Capito Frandi de Cobraccia, no co ole Britannia? Capita Combra Cadico Uccia Tescange da Quito? Capricatai, capricatai, capricatai. Male con bebe. Manguro godel velco tesche da Gobre Cateca fra. I sato de gobrehe fra catange de godoge jacapri che de godonge. La bruta frangiano non nombre che de gobro fra tiscobre che de collenge ne goro godosche. I jano goro gabavra che de condiera condiando de godonge de gobravi delle gombresco do cobre che de gallai. I si behaciuno non nombre che de gabafra canio ne cohoro gobba. Bili dushwa fra kodo kombregi ne kobre keda brakalya na kore kadanya ne kwashko dobre kidya dobra katyakta. Oh Father, mashito. Mashito, mashito. Mangolo gobihita. Ibele kwa. Mene kwa fa koto de kaba kata fra kato uchwa isho tonger kuto ushika aba. Sabra kanyata, sabra kanyata, sabra kanyata ki vrangyo. Isho to go brava kanyanda. Isho to go brava kadanya. Ili bretwa, matoto to go ujanga pakatyo, dede go dashka. Crive le combre, attende le cosciande, na co ucciacchia. E se le combre, che te cafracchia, e di congara cadascat. Masco dobre, che te cavraha le combre, che di cadascat, dascia volte di cap. Suinio no cobre, e vanio no cobre, e becie. Soma na caia, soma na caia, soma na caia. Facto, facto, facto. E che le cavrae, mettuno mochuana cadiata. I kala kavrange ne kodu kombre kadi gale kabakya na kodje ne kodoshka dobre kadi gadanya. I kala kofre hita kabanga hashaka ta kobre. Oh Lord God. Me bala tobri ke diga la capre ke diga tonge diga doshka da preka te kulebre. Je ne ma kwash ke tobre ka fangre ne gore ko bebri aktoria patino gobre ke diga kambre ke diga doshka. Bili tobra ka frakjana godoshka. Hallelujah. Mojima panuka. Mojima kanun gombi di kubrafraka da jede godoshka da brekata kumbrakjana godoche. Prakotishka. Krivacho na kobra ke i vracho. Mojida tanya. Pero con brafki donje. Chi ve la dora cabinio no qua, frega do gombacole chi ballate. Brudavra magno coro cabinio no qua, melidania, cafreno. Wahavito. Asanikitia nakange la kadahasha balakaka. Webaro di bara, webaro beva bara go scendere con brecche di caffra. Je ne comprenne ne qua. Cambi di cupa. The door. Oh, Father, the door. Blitanio, mi quange ne ga. E je ne ga braf ga don gero non ha. Che blio dosche le braccia, ne co de campagne ne qua, la co bene, cambiare con donne ne ca. Mitato fica. Abalatino no qua, ascena co bracti, vera con diende, crasco dai bricto no co breca de gadance, de godosca da breca de anto. I tagno no query a tilico breve di combra cattiato. I cinema tu, cafracangambre, e li bratoschetti hanno copri catacai. Cavracondiando la gombrecchia, la gombrec tanto, tocco hoscia capre, e chato oscete ne ma qua, ma to tocco hoscienge, ma to di cohole capa. Fridasco donge, mando. Picando orecchie, mia. E le batto, sando. Cavegene cuoro con bandia, che le compratia. Fresca dongembre, che le con cacaham bandia. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your mercy. And thank you for your chesed. Thank you, Holy Father. How we do praise you. How we do thank you. How we do give you glory and honor and adoration. Thank you, Father. Praise your name. You know, I'm just looking here at our last scripture, and I read it in the ESV and the NASB, which says, the Lord's chesed never ceases. It never comes to an end. But I noticed that in the King James and in the Amplified, it said, it is because of the chesed of the Lord that we are not consumed. And I see that also in the King James. And the Lord said to us that we're not consumed.
So that fits right in with either the Amplified or the King James Version. It is because of the Lord's mercy and chesed that we are not consumed, because his tender compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great and abundant is your stability and faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, my share, says my living being. Therefore will I hope in him and wait expectantly for him. Father, we're just so thankful to you that you keep us. Your chesed, your covenant with us, is all those things you gave us this morning. We appreciate it. And thank you for this opportunity to pray together. And thank you for answering every prayer concerning our families. And thank you for the whatever you guided us to pray about and the interpretation. And thank you for dear Max, that he was called by God and you gifted him with a interpretation. Thank you. And now, Lord, help us open our ears and our hearts to what you had us pray today, for which we are ever so thankful. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Brother Max, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Thank you, Lord. Okay. First statement is underlined, and it reads like this. Refocus. Yeah. Refocus your life and center it. Refocus your life and center it on God's word. On God's word, you will see what I want to speak. You will see what I want to speak to you and encourage you with, for the beginning of what I am doing. I'll read it again. This statement is underlined if I don't say that. All of it is underlined. Refocus your life and center it on God, on God's word.
Words.
On God's words. You will see what I want to speak to you and encourage you with, for the beginning of what I am doing. Next scripture is here. Let me read the first statement again. I'm sensing I need to read it again. Refocus your life and center it on God's words. You will see what I want to speak to you and encourage you with, for the beginning of what I am doing. Psalm 90, verse 12. Ecclesiastes 3:1. James 1:12. Psalm 90:12. Ecclesiastes 3:1. James 1:12. Next statement. It is not through trial and error, E-R-R-O-R, yeah. It is not through trial and error that you produce, that you produce. The best fruit, the best fruit of the season, the best fruit of the season, it is through prayer. It is through prayer with my friend and prophet. With my friend and prophet, seeking God's day, or seeking God's day after day, seeking God's day after day for my will, my strength, and my favor. Seeking God's day after day for my will, my strength, and my favor. Okay, I'll read it again. It is not through trial and error that you produce the best fruit of the season. The best fruit of the season, it is through prayer with my friend and prophet, seeking God day after day for my will, my strength, and my favor. I believe you got that, Miss Billy?
Yes, yes.
Okay. 1 John 5:14-15. 1 John 5:14, 1-4, and 15. Oh, Zechariah. Zechariah 4:10. Zechariah 4:10. Next statement. And while, while, much, oh, intimacy, yeah. And while much intimacy comes.
Could you spell that? Intimacy.
Yes. Intimacy. Okay. I-N-T-M-A-C-Y. Intimacy.
Intimacy. Mm-hmm.
Intimacy. Yeah, okay. And while much intimacy comes from approaching, yeah, approaching my throne, approaching my throne with humility, and the renews of your own words, and the renews of your own words.
Let me see, that doesn't make sense.
Okay.
Okay, what is, spell that word and the next word,
and
renews?
And R-A-W. N-E-S-S.
R-E.
R-A-W.
R-A-W.
N-E-S-S.
Rawness.
What?
Rawness. R-A-W-N-E-S-S.
Yeah. Yeah, is that a word?
It could be raw. If something is raw, then ness would be the state of it. Now, I don't know what is his meaning here.
Okay.
Well, much intimacy comes from approaching my throne with humility and the rawness.
Yeah, it's R-A-W-N-E-S-S. R-A-W-M-E-S-S.
Of your own words.
Rawness. Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay.
R-A-W-N-E-S-S. Rawness. I wonder what the meaning is. I get it. But I'll have to think about what it means exactly here.
Maybe, oh, wait a minute. Awareness. There's an
awareness?
A. Yeah.
Okay, awareness.
Yeah. Thank you, Brenda. There's a letter. I couldn't make anything out of it in the beginning.
Okay. Awareness, then.
Yeah. See, we have helpers here.
Oh, yeah, we got them. They're everywhere. They straighten me right out. And while much intimacy comes from approaching my throne with humility and awareness of your own words.
Yeah, awareness.
When you're approaching him with humility and aware of every word you're saying, you know, it's from your heart. You're cognizant of it. You're aware of it. You mean it.
Yeah.
Yes, I can see that very well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I could see that.
Mm-hmm.
But even rawness, I thought it's a word. Well, praise the Lord. Okay.
Yeah, but it's probably awareness.
Okay. Awareness of your own words. Now, the rest is underlined. There is no prayer as powerful as the one. Yeah, there is no prayer as powerful as the one that's inspired by my word. There is no prayer as powerful as the one that's inspired by my words. So start with there is no prayer is underlined to the end. So and while much intimacy comes from
intimacy.
I'm gonna write that.
You know what it means? It means you're intimate with someone, even like a husband and wife. While much intimacy comes from approaching my throne, intimacy with God, with humility and awareness of your own words.
Okay, keep going. Why don't you read this statement, Ms. Bloom?
Okay, this part is not underlined. And while much intimacy comes from approaching my throne with humility and the awareness of your own words, comma, there is no prayer, and this is underlined, there is no prayer as powerful as the one that's inspired by my words.
Yeah. Okay, praise the Lord. You're helping me out here, too. Go ahead.
Actually, what I think this is saying is, you go before the Lord. You take your own words and you're humble and you're aware of what you're saying. But what's the most powerful is when you take his words. You have intimacy with him, but he wants you to take his prayer, his words, and put them to work. And while much intimacy comes from approaching my throne with humility and the awareness of your own words, then I would put a comma. Underlined, there's no prayer as powerful as the one that's inspired by my words. In other words, you take God's word, you put it before him, and that is powerful because his word is powerful.
Yeah.
That's a wonderful statement, yes.
Praise God. Okay, where was I? Okay. Exodus 33:13. Exodus 33:13. And then Jeremiah 33:3. So Exodus 33:13, Jeremiah 33:3. James 1:5. Next statement. read like this. Also, a new season can bring feelings of INADEQUACY.
I think it's inadequacy, but it would be, that's not quite the spelling.
Okay.
INADEQUACY.
Yeah.
Inadequacy.
What did I? Okay. Well, yeah. I don't know what I wrote wrong here, but praise the Lord.
Inadequacy. In other words, you're inadequate. You don't quite measure up.
Bring feeling of inadequacy.
Mm-hmm.
When it involves stepping into a new role or rule, role, a new role. Mm-hmm. It can shine the light on your weaknesses. It can shine the light on your weaknesses. Now the rest is underlined. The good news is that it also reveals your need to me, your God. The good news is that it also reveals your need to me, your God. So the whole statement read like this. I might need your help with that word again. Also, a new season can bring feelings of inadequacy. When it involves stepping into a new role, it can shine the light on your weaknesses. Underline part, the good news is that it also reveals your need to me, your God.
Okay.
Praise the Lord. 2 Timothy 1:7. 2 Timothy 1:7. Romans 8:28. Romans 8:28. Psalm 40:3. Psalm 40:4-0-3. That's the scriptures. Now, another statement, and it's all underlined. Help me, Lord. You give it to us. Read like this. New season also mean new people. New season also mean new people, new environments, and new ways of doing things. New ways of doing things might feel beyond your control. Might feel beyond your control, but that's exactly where God wants you to be. He's talking about change, about new people, about new year. I don't know. I'll read it again. It's all underlined. New season also mean new people, new environments, and new ways of doing things. Might feel beyond your control. But that's exactly where God wants you to be. There you have it. Proverbs 3, verses 5 and 6.
5 and
Proverbs,
6.
Mm-hmm. 5 and 6. Proverbs 3, verses 5 and 6. 2 Corinthians 12, 9. 2 Corinthians 12, 9. Isaiah 9. Six. Yeah, Isaiah 9, verse 6. All right. Next statement. Remember that God has a plan for you. Remember that God has a plan for you, and it is not in the past. And it is not in the past. You are a new creation. You are a new creation through Christ. You are a new creation through Christ. So, it's time to move forward. So it's time to move forward into what? Yeah, it's time to move forward into what I have and has prepared for you, church. Very interesting noon prayer. Okay, I'm going to read it again. Remember that God has a plan for you. And it is not in the past. You are a new creation through Christ. So it's time to move forward into what I have and has prepared for you, church. That is the statement. You want me to read it again, or you got it, Ms. Phillips?
No, I think we got it.
Okay, praise the Lord. Then he gave us Philippians 3, verses 12 through 14. Philippians 3, 12 up to 14, Job, the book of Job 17, 9, Job 17, 9, Romans 8, 1, Romans 8, verse 1. Okay, next statement is underlined. I need to move my phone here. The statement is underlined and read like this. Let your faith be your motivation. Yeah, let your faith be your motivation and don't dwell on the past. And don't dwell on the past. Instead, focus on what's ahead. Instead, focus on what's ahead of you and move forward with confidence. Confidence, yeah, with confidence in me. So this statement is all underlined. I'm going to read it again. Let your faith be your motivation and don't dwell on the past. Instead, focus on what's ahead. On what's ahead of you, and move forward with confidence in me. That is the statement. Next is Isaiah 43:18. Isaiah 40:31. Isaiah 40:31. Romans 12:2. Romans 12:2. Okay. Isaiah 43:18, Isaiah 40:31, Romans 12:2. Next statement.
You know, that was the first verse he gave us, one of the first scriptures he gave us in the morning is Isaiah 43:18-19.
Oh.
So emphasis here. Mm-hmm.
That's right. He gave us 19 with 18, yeah. Mm-hmm. Now it's just 18. Okay. Next statement. Fix your eyes on Jesus. Yeah, fix your eyes on Jesus and take steps toward greater faith or greater faith. As you focus on my promise, as you focus on my promise for your life, look up and see the hope I have for you. I'll read it again. Fix your eyes on Jesus and take steps toward greater faith. As you focus on my promise for your life, look up and see the hope I have for you. Last statement is underlined. Yeah, all underlined. You can step out of condemnation. Yeah. You can step out of condemnation and shame into God's grace and favor. That's the statement. I'll read it again. You can step out of condemnation and shame into God's grace and favor. And it's all underlined. Trust in me.
You know, I feel that we have been praying the whole day for people who need a new beginning. People who need a new, fresh start.
Yeah.
People who need to step out of condemnation and shame. I think this goes even back to the morning. All of us are having change, for sure. But there are people that we're particularly praying for that may feel so discouraged, you know, that they have condemnation and God surely couldn't hear their prayers, things like that.
Yeah.
But there's new beginning and new, I think we're praying about a whole lot of people outside just our prayer group here.
I believe that, Ms. Billy, and I just notice, start with refocus your life and center it.
Uh-huh.
And in the last statement before the end, he said, greater faith as you focus on my promise. I believe,
yes.
Just like Brenda said, it's going in a circle.
Yes, it is. Mm-hmm.
Even this noon prayer.
Yes, absolutely.
But, well, we are to meditate. There's a lot here.
Lots of meditating there. Praise God. So I trust you'll have time in this Christmas season to do so. The first statement is underlined. Refocus your life and center it on God's words. You will see what I want to speak to you and encourage you with for the beginning of what I am doing. Psalm 90, verse 12. So teach us to number our days that we might apply our hearts to wisdom. Hallelujah. You see, I don't know how many days we've got left. I have a feeling all of us is kind of together. But we must focus on Him for the rest of our days.
That's exactly right.
Mm-hmm. Ecclesiastes 3:1. For everything there is a season and a time for every purpose or matter under the heavens. James 1:12. Blessed is the man who perseveres under trial. For once he has been approved, he will receive the crown of life, which the Lord has promised to those who love him. It is not through trial and error that you produce the best fruit of the season. It is through prayer with my friend and prophet, seeking God's day after day for my will, my strength, my favor.
That's it.
1 John 5:14 and 15. I love this scripture. And this is the confidence that we have toward Him, that if we ask anything according to His will, He hears us. And if we know that He hears us in whatever we ask, we know that we have the requests we have asked from Him. That is one of the main prayer promises in the whole Word of God. Zechariah 7:10.
4:10.
4:10, excuse me, thank you. For whoever has despised the day of small things shall rejoice and shall see the plumb line in the hand of Zerubbabel.
Mm-hmm.
These are the eyes of the Lord which range to and fro through the whole earth. Now, I'm going to read you the Amplified. Who despises the day of small things? Now, this is when they're rebuilding the temple, and it doesn't look good to them in comparison to the first temple. And Zerubbabel is the one who's building the temple. Who despises the day of small things? For these seven shall rejoice when they see the plumb line in the hand of Zerubbabel. These seven are the eyes of the Lord which run to and fro throughout the whole earth. So Zerubbabel is going to build the temple. Just as soon as he begins, just by showing the plumb line, the Spirit of the Lord rejoices. Those seven are the eyes of the Lord. The seven branch, candlestand, lampstand. It means the Holy Ghost. So if it's just a small thing that just begins with the dropping of a plumb line, the Holy Spirit rejoices. He rejoices in you and me if we just turn and begin, to refocus our lives. Just the beginning causes the Holy Spirit to rejoice. James 1:12. I read that, didn't I?
I read that already. I had just, now we go to another statement.
Yeah.
And while much intimacy comes from approaching my throne with humility and the awareness of your own words, there's no prayer as powerful as the one that's inspired by my words. And that is underlined beginning with, there is no prayer as powerful as the one that's inspired by my words. Exodus 33:13. Now therefore, if I have found favor in your sight, please show me your ways that I may know you in order to find favor in your sight. Consider too that this nation is your people. This is Moses making intercession for Israel. Jeremiah 33:3. Call to me, and I will answer you. And I will show you great and mighty things which you do not know. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
What a promise. And now James 1:5. If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all generously and without reproach, and it shall be given to him. Also, a new season can bring feelings of inadequacy when it involves stepping into a new role. It can shine the light on your weaknesses. Underlined. The good news is that it also reveals your need to me, your God. 2 Timothy 1:7. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind.
Amen.
Romans 8:28. And we know that for those who love God, all things work together for good, for those who are called according to his purpose. Psalm 40, verse 3. He put a new song in my mouth, a song of praise to our God. Many will see and fear and will trust in the Lord. Underlined. New season also means new people, new environments, and new ways of doing things. Might feel beyond your control, comma, but that's exactly where God wants you to be.
Wow.
Proverbs 3:5-6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and do not lean unto your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths.
Wow.
2 Corinthians 12:9. This reminds me of a statement I heard while I was in Israel from a Jew, that we should live a guided life. That's just what that statement said. In all of our ways, acknowledge him, and he guides us, and he will guide us. And we can live a guided life. 2 Corinthians 12:9. But he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for you. For my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore I will boast all the more gladly of my weaknesses, so that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Isaiah 9:6. Ha. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace.
Wow.
Hallelujah.
Brother, it's right, like to Christmas, isn't it? If I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Wow.
The promise of our Savior. Remember that God has a plan for you, and it is not in the past. You are a new creation through Christ, so it's time to move forward into what I have and has prepared for you, church. Philippians 3:12-14. Not that I have already obtained it or have already become perfect, but I press on so that I may lay hold of that for which I was laid hold of by Christ Jesus. Brethren, I do not regard myself as having laid hold of it yet, but one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and reaching forward to what lies ahead, I press on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
You talk about verses that need meditation. There's one. Job 17:9. Nevertheless, the righteous will hold to his way, and he who has clean hands will grow stronger and stronger. I believe that's us. We're the righteous. We're being changed. He's cleansed us, and we're growing stronger and stronger. Romans 8:1. There is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Underlined. Let your faith be your motivation, and don't dwell on the past. Instead, focus on what's ahead of you and move forward with confidence in me. Isaiah 43:18. Remember not the former things, nor consider the things of old. Isaiah 40:31. Yet those who wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. And they shall walk and not faint.
Hallelujah.
Romans 12:2. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. Statement. Fix your eyes on Jesus and take steps toward greater faith as you focus on my promise for your life. Look up and see the hope I have for you. Underlined, you can step out of condemnation and shame into God's grace and favor. Trust in me. Whoa, what a day.
Wow.
What an encouraging day. What a revelation day. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful words. Gifts from God, for sure, for sure. Bless the Lord.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
And so you're not having services tonight. And
no, we're not.
This is a family night.
Yes.
Family morning. I'm going to be with family. Praise the Lord. I'm going to travel down to Oklahoma. Have some Christmas here at Brenda's and
then travel to Oklahoma. And my gift to me is I'm going to be right down almost on the floor of the Thunder game, December 29. You might see me there if you watch the Thunder versus Atlanta. You know what? God gives us every good thing to enjoy. And he has given me this wonderful gift to enjoy. And I'm looking forward to it. Praise the Lord for his unspeakable gift, our Lord Jesus Christ. I love you all. Appreciate being with you. Glory to God. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen and amen. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Ooh. Wow. Thank you, Lord.